wrist right here, what would you call it? Not this, but, you know, something.
Bracelet.
Okay. Sometimes she might wear something around here. What would you call that?
Tie, a scarf.
All right. Some kind of jewelry, though.
A necklace.
Necklace.
Three different types of necklaces.
Okay. Men sometimes wear, I think you said this, didn't you? To hold their pants up.
Oh, suspenders.
Okay. If it starts to rain, what do you need?
Umbrella.
Okay. What's the last thing you put on your bed? The fancy top cover. What would you call it?
A spread.
Okay.
A spread.
What do you put your head on?
Pillow.
What would you call one that went all the way across the bed? A pillow that went all the way across the bed.
Bolster.
Okay. What do you put on the bed for warmth?
Blankets and quilts.
Okay. And just as, what about a comforter or anything like that? Are you familiar with that?
Oh, yeah.
That same thing? Or is it,
that.
Okay, you'd say that's the same thing.
Old patient people, what they make their own quilts. I just got to use the same quilt.
Okay.
And I don't have to comfort.
Yeah. Now, sometimes, a long time ago, you'd have to sleep on the floor and company would come. You'd sleep on a
pallet.
Okay. If your land was, you got a big yield from your land, you'd say your land was very, I don't know, you can get
rid of fertile or rich.
Right. Okay. Now, what would you call a field that might be good for nothing but raising grass or clover or alfalfa?
Well, the land would be in poor condition.
What would you call that land? Would you have a term for it?
Well, wild land. Some people call it wild land if they weren't used it for anything.
Okay, would what's the distinction between that, with, say, pasture and that? Say, you make a distinction between pasture and meadow? Would you call it a meadow or not?
Well, you could.
Okay. What about some land that's had water standing on it for a good part of the time? What would you call that?
I didn't understand
all right.
That.
You have some land and it's got a lot of water standing on it. For
uh-huh.
Long, what would you call that?
It's flooded.
All right. No, it just stays there all the time. It's not just when it rains, but it's there all the time.
Well, swampy.
Okay. If that's along the ocean, along the edge of the sea, what would you call that? Any distinction between swamp and that?
Yes. Well, on the beach of sand.
All right, now, if it's still swampy somewhat.
Well, I think where water was, you know, stands on the land, then it would just be swampy.
Okay. What would you call?
Wherever it was.
Okay. What are some different kinds of soils that you have? Different kinds of soil. You know anything about that?
Well, not too much about the soil. But we do have men in the county that test us the soil.
Mm-hmm.
They know if it needs lime or what kind of fertilizer that we are supposed to use.
Okay.
But long ago they didn't, but now they do.
What would you call some land that had part sand and part clay in it? Have a term for that?
No.
Okay, what about this term? Familiar with this term?
Loam.
Mm-hmm. What would that represent? That kind of soil,
well,
or do you know?
Well, loamy land, it should produce, especially a lot of potatoes.
Okay, good.
Because they grow better in loamy land.
All right, let's suppose you're going to get the water off some of this swamp land or marshy land. You'd say we're going to get the water off, we're going to what?
You have to get a bulldozer and they ditch it and drain it.
Okay.
You drain it that way by ditch.
Okay.
Ditch drains it.
What would you call? Oh, we've got that. All right. What about a narrow, say along the ocean, a narrow bit of water